my place in tech changes every day. But I don't fear the future, because I'm with the leader, Pluralsight. Their online learning platform has the hands-on, expert-led courses I need to master new tech skills and create bigger impacts, so I can learn quickly and stay ahead. With Pluralsight, I don't fear what's next. I embrace it. Tap in at Pluralsight.com and see for yourself.
No matter what's on your plate or your mind this holiday season, the UPS Store wants to help. With our pack and ship guarantee, we're helping gifts arrive safely to guarantee more...
They know me so well. Picture-perfect gifts.
We're helping guarantee more smiles with our pack and ship guarantee. If we pack it and ship it, we guarantee it. Your items arrive safe or your money back. Stop by your local The UPS Store for holiday help shipping holiday gifts. Visit theupsstore.com/guarantee for full details. Most locations are independently owned. Products, services, prices, and hours of operation may vary. See center for details.
Hello and welcome back to Mornings with Stephen Johnsy podcast. Today's episode takes us into one of the most profound and personal prayers ever recorded in scripture, Psalm 51. This psalm isn't just about sin. It's about grace, restoration, and the God who never gives up on us. David, a man after God's own heart, had fallen deeply into sin, but instead of hiding, he turned back to the one who could cleanse and renew him. If you've ever felt guilt, regret, or shame, this psalm is for you. It shows that no matter how far we fall, God's mercy runs deeper. Today's devotional is titled, A Fresh Start. Psalm 51, verses 10 to 12 reads, Create in me a pure heart, O God, and renew a steadfast spirit within me. Do not cast me from your presence or take your Holy Spirit from me. Restore to me the joy of your salvation and grant me a willing spirit to sustain me. David wrote Psalm 51 after being confronted by the prophet Nathan about his sin with Bathsheba. Please check out the whole scene of this in 2 Samuel 12. What we find here is not a king's arrogance, but a broken man's humility before a forgiving God. The psalm is both a confession and a cry for renewal. David's prayer unfolds in four powerful themes. 1. Acknowledgement of sin, verses 1 to 6. David begins with honesty, for I know my transgressions and my sin is always before me. He doesn't excuse or minimize his actions, he confesses fully, appealing to God's mercy. 2. Cleansing and renewal, verses 7 to 12. He pleads for purification. Wash me, and I will be whiter than snow. David doesn't just ask for forgiveness, he asks for transformation, a new heart and renewed spirit. 3. Restoration and witness, verses 13 to 17. David promises to use his restoration to help others. Then I will teach transgressors your ways. He knows that a broken and contrite heart is more valuable to God than any ritual offering. 4. Hope for God's people, verses 18 to 19. He concludes by interceding for the nation, showing that repentance leads not just to personal renewal but communal restoration. This psalm reveals a God who doesn't discard the fallen. He restores the humble. When grace meets brokenness. David's story reminds us that repentance is not a sign of weakness, it's a sign of wisdom. The world tells us to hide our flaws and put on a brave face, but God invites us to bring our broken pieces to Him, where grace can rebuild what guilt has shattered. When David prayed, "Create in me a clean heart," he wasn't asking for a simple fix, he was asking for a total spiritual reset. The Hebrew word for create, bara, is the same one used in Genesis 1 for God creating the world, meaning David was asking God to do the impossible. To make something new out of his ruin. That's what God still does today. He doesn't just clean up the mess, he gives you a new heart, a new start, and a renewed purpose. Our passage today meets every believer exactly where they are, whether you're battling guilt, shame, or just longing for a spiritual reset. When you feel unworthy, remember, God's grace is greater than your guilt. When you've fallen short, don't run from God, run to Him. Repentance is not punishment, it's the pathway to peace. When joy feels distant, ask God to restore the joy of your salvation. True joy isn't in perfection, it's in forgiveness. When you feel spiritually dry, renewal begins with honesty. Tell God where you are, and He'll meet you there. When you need a fresh start, God's mercy is not a one-time event, it's a daily gift. Repentance isn't about groveling, it's about aligning your heart back with God's. The moment you turn, He's already running toward you. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for being a God of mercy and restoration. We come before you with open hearts, acknowledging our weaknesses and failures. Wash us clean, Lord, and create in us pure hearts. Renew our spirits where we've grown weary. Restore our joy where we've lost peace, and remind us that your grace is enough for the listener carrying guilt or shame. Wrap them in your love and lift their head again. Help us to walk in freedom, to live in gratitude, and to extend the same forgiveness to others that you've shown us, Lord. Let our lives reflect the beauty of redemption. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. Friends, no matter what's behind you, grace is ahead of you. Our scripture today shows us that God specializes in second chances. He turns broken hearts into testimonies and failures into faith stories. So, don't hide your scars, surrender them. Let your story become a song of mercy that reminds others there's no pit too deep that God's grace cannot reach. And like David, you too can pray, "Create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a steadfast spirit within me." If this message touched your heart today, share it with someone who needs to know that forgiveness is possible and renewal is genuine. Be sure to follow Mornings with Stephen Johnsy podcast on your favorite podcast platform so you never miss an episode. Subscribe and leave a review wherever you listen. Thank you. I'm Stephen Johnsy, and this is the Mornings with Stephen Johnsy podcast. Until next time, may the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord make His face shine upon you and be gracious to you. And may the Lord lift up His countenance upon you and give you peace.